This is JIS News. Coming up, Information Minister affirms country's commitment to CSW 58 gender equality goals, infrastructure at 7 schools upgraded through poverty reduction program, and government to take steps to minimize risk of theft in tablet in schools project. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
Equality, equal rights and justice for women and men in our society. Spread the word to the nation,
promoting equality.
They think the fear star.
Equal value, equal rights.
Know it,
believe it,
live it. It's time for us to get it right.
Equal rights and justice
for our men and women. A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
Now the news. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner has affirmed Jamaica's commitment to a standalone goal based on gender equality, women's empowerment, and the protection of women's human rights as part of the dialogue on the post-2015 agenda. Minister Faulkner gave the assurance while addressing Tuesday's meeting of the 58th session of the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW 58. She says Jamaica remains committed to improving the status of women, and the declaration reached in Mexico City by Latin American countries and the Caribbean before the staging of CSW 58. She adds that a number of legislative initiatives to eliminate gender-based violence have bolstered the promotion of gender equality and empowerment in the country. The CSW 58 session got underway in New York Monday and is being held under the theme Challenges and Achievements in the Implementation of the Millennium Development Goals for Women and Girls. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging persons to safeguard the school infrastructure in their communities. Reverend Thwaites made the call Tuesday while speaking at a handing over ceremony for 7 recently upgraded corporate area schools. The $24 million upgrade was funded by the Joint Government of Jamaica and European Union Poverty Reduction Program and implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF.
We must recognize what is being given to us and we must take care of it. The desk and the chair and the facility that we have is going to have to last us.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The 7 upgraded schools are Almontown Primary, Central Branch All Age, Melrose Infant Primary and Junior High, St. Mary's Early Childhood Development Center, St. Michael's Primary, St. Simon's Basic, and Windward Road Primary and Junior High. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell is assuring that measures are in place to safeguard devices that will be distributed under the Tablets in Schools pilot against theft and misuse. Under the pilot project, students and teachers at close to 40 schools will be given tablet computers to increase the use of technology and to optimize learning opportunities within and outside of the formal school system. Minister Paulwell says while the project is not without risk, the government will seek to prevent some of the possible pitfalls.
In developing this project, we have been very careful to view across the globe similar projects elsewhere. There are many countries with a project for laptops. There are countries with projects for tablets. And we have carefully studied some of the pitfalls and looked and observed some of the successes.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a signing ceremony to commemorate the official start of the Tablets in School pilot project in Kingston Tuesday. He says each tablet will be accompanied by technology which enables the tracking and disabling of the devices. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is lauding the country's athletes for their performance at the International Association of Athletics Federation IAAF World Indoor Championships in Poland. She says the nation continues to cement its top ranking position in the world of track and field. Minister Nita Headley says Jamaica has the capacity, discipline, talent and determination to become a formidable force in athletics. She adds that the performance of the 23-member team that participated in the 2014 World Indoor Championships in Poland from March 7 to 9 has served to strengthen the island's already rich and vibrant history of success in track and field. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who was part of the team, captured the world indoor title while Jamaica finished 5th in the medal standing. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.